Now, China has warned against any provocation that could heighten the current tensions in the Korean Peninsula. China's foreign ministry called on the relevant parties to exercise restraint, refrain from, quote, words and deeds that may raise tensions, and jointly work for the easing of the situation. The United States warned North Korea after Pyongyang flight tested an intercontinental ballistic missile that its leader said was a gift to the Americans. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley said Washington has considerable military options at its disposal. She called for harsh economic measures. Russia says it opposes taking military action and economic measures against North Korea. Pyongyang says its missile program is part of its defense policy to counter U.S. threats and sanctions. Joining us via Skype from Washington is Michael Springman, American author and attorney. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, China, Russia saying a warning against increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, but the U.S. looking to deal with North Korea in a very different way. How do you think that the current situation is going to unfold?
Well, it's a totally manufactured crisis. Korea is an extremely poor country that can barely feed itself. It has almost no exports, no foreign exchange earnings. And yet the United States seems to fear it being half a world away. And it looks like the Americans are working themselves up to a war, or at least a military strike against North Korea, which could have untold and untoward consequences. I mean, South Korea is a hostage to North Korea and its weapons. And I really don't think the Chinese and the Russians would support an American military attack on that unfortunate country. Yet at the same time, they worry about atomic bombs in North Korea and their missiles. They say nothing at all in the world about Israel and its uncounted atomic bombs, poison gas, and deadly bacteria. And it has repeatedly attacked the United States and its neighbors over the years throughout most of its illegitimate existence. And somehow, Korea is public enemy number one and is absorbing all of American news media, all of American government attention. And it is a totally uncrisis, if you want to call it that. It just can't possibly be. Yet somehow, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, sees Korea as something that requires his full attention and the full attention of the American War Department.
Right. Now, Mr. Springer, before I let you go, of course, considering that the U.S. is so fixated upon North Korea, do you think that its measures have been prudent in light of how North Korea responds to every U.S. provocation? Because this ballistic missile test, too, was seen as a response on North Korea's part to U.S.'s joint military operations and its belligerent policies.
Well, the Korean government apparently will not be cowed by American threats, and they seem to think that by firing a missile, they will show their response to the American government's actions. I think that perhaps might be a little bit irresponsible. I think the Koreans should know that they're dealing with somebody who is quite unpredictable, as Donald Trump is, and who could well decide to drop a small nuclear weapon on their country, and that would be an absolute catastrophe.
So you're saying there is that danger of this escalating into a military conflict?
I do believe so, yes. I think that Trump is going to crawl out on a limb and it's going to break under his own weight. So I think that it's going beyond talk, in my opinion.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's American author and attorney Michael Springman joining us via Skype from Washington. Mr. Springman, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.